Hello loving viewers, this is Nikki here and she will be preparing two delicious dishes for us. The first is a potato poa dish and the second is a lightly spiced spinach and butternut curry. I am Bobby and I will be assisting Nikki in preparing this.
Hello viewers, the two dishes we are going to prepare are puffed rice. It's a flat rice which you slightly soak and wet, and that's the main dish, and the potatoes are cubed into little cubes to prepare with the poa. The butternut again is cubed into very small half inch cubes and the spinach is chopped up as small as you can. These are the ingredients we will be using for the poa and rice. We're going to use curry leaves, we're going to use mustard, whole mustard, cumin seed, we're going to use sesame seeds and all the spices, which is cumin and coriander powder, chili powder, salt, garam masala, turmeric, green chilies crushed, and crushed ginger. And of course, first of all, we use oil to pop the mustard seed and the cumin seed and sesame seed. We pour the oil into the pan, about 3 tablespoons. If you want, you can have a little more because the rice does soak up a lot of the oil. Make sure it's piping hot. Then we add the cumin seed, a little bit, about 1/2 teaspoon. This will show you that it's hot enough. Next go in the mustard seed and sesame seed. We can add a few more sesame seeds because they do add a nice flavor to the dish.
Would you like the lid?
And yeah, I think it would be a good idea to put a lid on. And lastly, we add quite a few curry leaves. You have to be careful because this splashes quite a lot. And then we add the spices. Chilies about 2 teaspoons, ginger about 2 teaspoons again, now I'll add the potatoes and then I will add the rest of the ingredients because it's gone quite hot now. Teaspoon of cumin and coriander powder, just about 1/2 teaspoon of red chili powder. Three-quarters of a teaspoon of turmeric and salt to taste. It depends how much salt people like. We add a little extra to accommodate for the rice as well. So it may look a lot in the potatoes, but it gets absorbed quite easily. The garam masala, we leave it right till the end. And stir this . Now we let that simmer for a little while. As soon as the potatoes are slightly soft, then we will add the poa into the mixture. While that is simmering, I'm going to show you how to prepare the poa to look like that. So what you do is just take a bowl, as many as you like, pour very little water, just enough to cover it. And this will now absorb all the water and become something like that.
So each grain swells up, does it?
That's right, yeah. You keep stirring it.
Does it need to brown?
No. It just needs to soften a little bit, just slightly.
Just to
add that. It doesn't really take that long.
So the cooking process continues after you've put in your poa.
That's right, yes. Uh-huh. And the poa will absorb all the color and the taste from this mixture.
And then afterwards you can adjust the seasoning according to your taste.
Or subtract whatever you like.
Right.
A little more salt or maybe a bit more chili. The way to tell whether the potatoes are ready or not is just take the spoon and try and press it against the potato. When it's nearly ready, it'll be soft enough and the spoon will cut through it. When that happens, it's ready. This needs a little more time, so we'll just let it simmer for a little more. few more minutes.
So if you could just explain, how long would it take for the pawa to swell?
Just 5 minutes. It's five done minutes. Now. We've literally just put the water in.
Do we need to strain the water out?
No.
Or is that...
No, that's one thing we don't do, is just leave the water to be absorbed in the rice and it just dries up like that. It is ready. So, Bobby, can you hold on to that? And then okay. Pass me the pawa.
There you are.
Thank you. So what we do now is just add a little at a time. Yep, that is ready. See, the color looks delicious, very appetizing. Mm. So you put a little at a time.
It's a nice contrast of the white against the yellow. Though.
But and soon the rice will become yellow as well. You make sure you mix it very thoroughly and then just let it simmer for a little while before we garnish it for serving.
Mm-hmm. Can I pass you the lid back?
Yes, I think so. And then we'll just steam it for a little while and it's almost ready.
All right, while it's that steaming,
we'll get back to you shortly. We'll take a walk in the garden. Walk in the garden. We can now, the food is ready, so we can dish it out now. And you'll have a view of what it actually looks like. Can you pass me the dish?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Bobby. Thank you. Mm. It's got a lovely smell, very appetizing. And to top it up, you just garnish it with a little bit of coriander, green coriander chopped up. And you serve it with a slice of lemon. Just adds a bit of tang to the dish. So all you do is dish it in a plate, just squeeze a bit of lemon over it and have it. And it's absolutely delicious.
We're ready for the second dish now, Nikki.
Right. We try to use a similar pan, the same as the one we had before. Heat the pan up a little bit. For this one, the spinach and the butternut, we pop a few cumin seeds into the pan, just on its own.
So that's approximately a teaspoonful,
about
is it?
About a teaspoon, yes. Uh-huh. It all depends on the quantity of what you use. If you have a bigger lot of vegetables, then you use more cumin seed. So you just let it fry a little bit. As soon as it's roasted a little, then we add the oil. Again, oil depends on the amount. For this, we're going to use about 3 tablespoons.
The heat is quite high, is it?
You need the heat quite high for this dish. Mm-hmm. Just let it fry gently for a few minutes.
That's quite a lot of oil in there, is it?
That is, because it'll be absorbed in the butternut. The butternut needs quite a lot of oil to soften up. The oil is ready because the cumin seeds been roasted nicely. Now we add all the spices before we add the butternut. We start with the green chili, about a teaspoon of green chili for that one, a teaspoon of ginger, half a teaspoon of cumin and coriander powder, chili, red chili to taste. It depends on how much people like. Salt, I think about half a teaspoon for that. We can always add more later. Turmeric, we use half a teaspoon.
Just give that a quick stir.
A quick stir, and then we add the butternut. This will take quite a while because butternut is quite tough. So Again, we let it simmer and soften a little bit before we add the spinach.
It's a very versatile vegetable, butternut is. You can make a soup, you can roast it, and you can make fritters with it.
Okay, I think we'll test it now. The way to test it is just put your spoon through one piece of butternut, and if it's soft enough and goes through, it's ready for the spinach, because spinach won't take long at all. Bobby, can you pass me the spinach so we can add it in?
There you are.
Thank you. Because it reduces, we need quite a lot of spinach in it. Now we mix it thoroughly.
So this is a dry curry dish, is it?
That's right, yes.
And what would you serve this with?
Rice. We can serve it with the potato pawa that we made earlier, with bread, with chapatis, with anything, literally. Mm. That's it, it's thoroughly mixed now. We'll just let it simmer for a while.
And you'll need your lid back.
Thank you. 5 to 10 minutes, just for it to simmer so the flavor gets absorbed into the spinach, and then we'll serve it. Just give it a stir every now and then so it doesn't get stuck at the bottom, in case it does. It's ready now, so we can serve it. Bobby, can you pass me
up? I see the spoon.
Thank you. It looks absolutely delicious. And for this dish, we just garnish it with a little bit of garam masala, just a tiny bit sprinkled on the top. Just completes the dish. And Bobby, if you pass me the second dish. Those are our two dishes. Potato pawa and butternut and spinach. Would you like to sample some, Bobby?
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you.
You can have the potato pawa as your base, almost like a rice dish. It is actually a rice dish. And then just accompany it with the spinach and butternut. There we are.
Oh, thank you.
And a bit of lemon if you'd like to squeeze some on top of your potato pawa.
I think I will try some lemon on top too. Mmm, okay. I'll try some.
It's delicious.
And tangy too, the pawa. And I'll have some spinach now and the butternut. Mmm. Flavors go very well together.
Thank you for being with us today, viewers. I hope you're going to try these. They're lovely, delicious, nutritious, and quick to prepare. See you again. Bye. Bye.
For more urgent details, please visit www.urgentdetails.com.
suprememastertv.com/VEG.